Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 21, Tzaneen 24 grade.
Couple of issues on the roads. Bedford View stationary vehicle on the N12 R24 westbound before Gululies and queuing traffic in the Crown M2 westbound towards Main Reef Road.
Die groep The Cry of the Excluded vra jong mense om saam te staan en te eis dat die regering van nasionale eenheid belê in werksverskaffingsalternatiewe en basiese inkomste toelaat. Motsi Kokoma van die groep sê vir baie jong Suid-Afrikaners is ekonomiese uitsluiting 'n daaglikse werklikheid. Hy sê die ekonomiese uitsluiting vererger ook onder meer armoede. Die kommissie vir geslagsgelykheid tussen bekommerd dat jong mense nie 'n groot genoeg rol speel in die hoofstroom ekonomie nie. Junie is Jeugmand, woordvoerder Javu Baloyi.
The Commission for Gender Equality through various research reports have identified and have also seen that issues such as teenage pregnancy, suicide, gender-based violence, unemployment and other ills are the reality that the youth of today are faced with.
EFF-leier Julius Malema verskyn vandag in 'n Oos-London landrolshof in die Oos-Kaap. Dit hou verband met aanklagte dat hy na bewering in 2018 'n vuurwapen afgevuur het by die EFF se 5de herdenkingsvierings. Malema is aangekla van die oortreding van die wet op vuurwapenbeheer na die afvuur van 'n geweer op 'n openbare plek. Altesaam 333 kinders in die Wes-Kaap is reeds vanjaar vir skietwond behandel, hoofsaaklik weens bendegeweld in plekke soos in Nova Park en Mitchells Plain. Van hulle is 58 tussen Januarie en Junie in hospitale dood aan skietwonde en was 3 jonger as 3 jaar oud. Die Rooikruis Kinderhospitaal bevind die meeste is gewond tydens kruisvuur uit naby geleë huise. Die Satswani sê hy gaan tot Sondag voort met ladingvermindering vanaf sy substasie in Soshanguve. Die stadswoordvoerder Lindelo Mashigo sê hierdie ladingvermindering in Soshanguve en omliggende gebiede word genoodsaak omdat die substasie as gevolg van onwettige verbindings oorlaai word.
The city wishes to reiterate its plea to community members to report illegal connections so that those that are behind this commission of a crime can face the full might of the law. Consumers are reminded to always switch off non-essential appliances to reduce their prospect of overloading.
En Pick It Up waarskie Johannesburg se inwoners teen 'n bedrieglike advertensie vir algemene werkers wat op sosiale media platforms die rond te doen. Pick It Up se woordvoerder Musi Mkonazi sê hierdie valse advertensie het verlede maandag verskyn nadat die wettige tydperk om aansoek te doen verstrek het. Mkonazi sê hierdie bedrieglike advertensie bevat vals inligting.
Pick It Up expresses deep disappointment at this incident, particularly following the casual workers' strike last month. During the strike, casual workers resorted to violence to demand permanent employment from the company, disrupting waste collection services. The extension of the application deadline in the fake advertisement raises serious concerns.
Additional September meeting is in Engels om 1 uur.
How can we be sure? Do you think there will be more news today? I mean, maybe it'll just be even a rustige day where like nothing happens.
It's news, Alex. There's always something.
Yeah, I've got some news stories for you. Holy cow. Flying blues. I'm so tempted not to ever get on an aeroplane again. Varachis, the one that gave me the horrors over the weekend. An American plane flying. It was a 737 flying from, and it was a relatively short flight. It was pretty much a domestic flight in the United States. Fell from cruising altitude to 500 meters above the waves. And it wasn't like a nosedive. It was just like, okay, we're going down slowly. There we go. There we go. Just lose all of that altitude from cruising to 500 meters above the waves.
Hectic.
What the hell? Anyway, there's an investigation going on as to why that should have happened. And then the one in Australia yesterday, bird strike. Plane takes off again, a domestic flight. Plane takes off in Australia. A bird strike, Shen. The plane banked right into a flock of birds. Took out one of the plane's engines. There's pictures on the videos on the socials of the plane flying with an engine on fire.